And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Arlene Allen.
Welcome to the Talk of the Town, and we've got a really great bunch of guests today. We have Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity, Earthworks. We have Tom's Print and Sign, and we have a chef with live food coming in. Can't wait to hold that up to the mic. You are listening to us on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. And we are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott for over 23 years.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome to Talk of the Town, and in studio with me is Miriam Holbrook from Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. And we're here to talk tuxedos and tool belts.
It is. Tool belts and tuxedos is our event coming up in November, November 11th.
November 11th, a good day.
It's a wonderful day to share with Veterans Day.
That is such a fun event, one of my favorites, and it's always nice to have you on the air, but nice to talk about this. This is a great event. You get a lot of people involved in this.
We do. We have many, many people that come. Our volunteers come. Our donors, many of our donors come, because it is our only once-a-year event that does fundraising for building houses.
28 years. 86 families.
We're actually tomorrow pouring the stem wall for the 87th family.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's exciting.
And
so,
where's that one going to be?
In Chino.
Awesome.
Chino. Another one in Chino.
Yeah, I know. I keep going, ping, yes, Chino. And so Tool Belts and Tuxedos is at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center, which
Correct.
Is a great location for it.
It is.
And you take up the whole place.
We take up a lot of room. We, as the maximum is 400, and we normally hit the maximum, and this year we're hoping that we, too, can make the maximum to the room.
Awesome. Well, let's see if we can help you do that, because you could not have more fun than this. And so we are always looking for sponsors, and you've got some great sponsorship packages open.
We do. We start at, of course, the top end. You can do $5,000, and we'll call you a roof raiser.
Aww.
And then wall raiser is $1,000 and up to $5,000. And then a foundation builder, I love that one, $500 to just short of $1,000. And then you can be a table sponsor. You can buy a table for $750. That's 10 people at your table. Charge them $75 a piece. Otherwise, single tickets are $85.
And so you can invest in centerpieces or wine and raffle prizes. There's all kinds of things going on. And you have a silent and a live auction?
We do.
That's exciting.
Silent auction, of course. Everyone has a silent auction, and it's from the generous business communities in the Quad City area that donate wonderful things. I saw today there's a badminton set.
Ooh. Nice.
Artwork, jewelry, tons of stuff. One of our dedicated volunteers donates a year's worth of pies.
A year's worth of pies.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder how many pies are in a year.
Once a month.
Nice.
Or six at a time, or three. It doesn't matter. I always bid on it, and so far I haven't won.
Well, I hope that the person that wins shares with you.
They've not done that so far.
Maybe this year, bid on pies and give some to Miriam.
My family bid on the pies and they didn't share.
That's so, really sad.
So
I don't think you want to talk about that on the air.
Agnes, well, they're too good. Agnes, our volunteer, is a marvelous pie baker. So they're too good to share with family.
Aw, that is so cute. And so the raffles look amazing. I'm looking at this going, oh my God, look at these prizes you could win.
It is. You could win
cash.
Echo, an Amazon Echo, a touchscreen smartwatch, Mr. Beams, which I think is a hilarious name, a two-pack wireless LED security lights, Copper Chef cooking system, 911 help now emergency, and a Canon PIXMA. You don't want all that.
Pixma.
Wireless all-in-one photo printer, and then, of course, the big prize, $2,500 cash.
The cash prize is very exciting.
It is.
So you can buy a ticket and maybe win for only $5.
Absolutely. One ticket is $5. A better deal is $5 for $20, and a better deal is $13 for $50.
That is a very good deal. And that took some math coming up with those numbers.
It's a good thing it's written right in front of me.
Yeah. So. And so I know that every one of us knows who you are and what Habitat for Humanity is, except that we have so many new people moving into our area, and they may know Habitat where they are, but it is not the same all over the country.
No.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you work, because I know that everyone thinks that you can get a free house from Habitat.
And everyone I talk to gets told there's no free house.
There is no free lunch and no free house.
Well, sometimes we have free lunch out on the job site.
Right.
But there's no free house.
Yeah.
So our families are very carefully, they apply, they go through a very stringent application process. If they're chosen by the board, which is a recommendation from the Family Selection Committee, Then they have to go through classes, financial classes. There's global priorities, which is learning how to work as a team member. And then starting in 2018, we're going to have a new class called Living in My New Home to teach people about being good neighbors, being part of the community, being part of, you know, all that you and I know about, you know, living in a house. We're teaching our families to be better neighbors and to be better stewards of their houses.
That's exciting. I know that every once in a while things don't go quite right, and this would stop it from going down that path.
We're hoping that we have our families be in classes because we want them to be educated and be responsible. But this new class is to teach them all the things that a first-time home buyer who's never lived in a house
needs to know. There's so much.
One of our families told us years ago, she said that she was the first person in her family to ever live in a house that was attached to the ground.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Miriam, before we run out of time, let's make sure we tell people how they can get tickets and how they can find out more.
Okay, Tool Belts and Tuxedos. The theme this year is A Path to a Brighter Future. And a table, of course, everyone wants to buy a table or be part of a table. The table costs $750. It's $85 per person, and if you're at a table of 10, it's $75. So you can either go on our website, www.prescotthabitat.org, and hit the donation button, and it's going to take you to buy tickets. You can also buy your raffle tickets. You can also buy them at our ReStore at 1061 Commerce, or you can call the office at 445-8003, extension 13. And you can purchase tickets over the phone, or you can come in and buy them in the office. So there are a lot of ways to buy tickets and buy raffle tickets at the same time, so you can get to the event. It's fun.
November 11th.
November 11th. And this year we're starting a little bit earlier so people aren't rushed through the silent auction items. They say, I didn't have enough time. So this year we're starting an hour earlier. So if you really, really want to see all the silent auction items, then you need to come at 5:30.
That is wonderful. Miriam, thank you for joining us. Thank you for another great year. And I'm looking forward to going this year again. I haven't been in a few years, but I'm going to make that up this year, and I'll see you there. Thank you for being with us. And we're going to be right back. You've been listening to The Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates, rebates.
0% financing is available too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me, rebates.
Call Gettles now for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine. The Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full. The Audie's family. So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor. The Audie's family.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town in studio. With me now, we've got Susie from Earthworks in Chino Valley. Welcome.
Hi, Arlene. Thanks for having me.
It's always fun to have you. And if only they could see the adorable little frog that you brought in with you.
Mr. Talavera frog, yes.
Mr. Talavera is drop-dead gorgeous. And so even though we're not here to talk about all the great stuff that you have in your shop, while they're out there looking for those live Christmas trees that are so special, they can visit the gift shop.
Absolutely. I have really geared up the gift shop this year. I have even included some antiques in the shop now, along with the Talavera and the fun yard and garden art. So lots for gift giving, and there is always new stuff.
Susie, we will never tell you this, but she is a buyer par excellence.
Aww,
so
you're sweet.
When you're looking for something different, that's where you go.
I try. I like to find a one-of-a-kind thing myself, so I work really hard to find pieces that nobody else can find. And then you have a very individual, fun piece that you can say it's the only one in town.
And how great it is to give a gift like that
to someone,
knowing that they're not going to run across six more of these frogs.
Exactly. Very individualized.
And so I know we've just been talking before the show about the trees this year, which are going to be so special.
Well, we just got our truck from Oregon with our live Christmas trees, and I'm sure people don't want to hear Christmas since it's not Halloween yet.
Except that everywhere you go
and everywhere you're online,
they've passed Halloween by, and they're at Christmas.
It is. And I bring in my Oregon trees usually in October before it gets too cold. And so that people have a chance to do their fall planting as well with the pines and spruces. But they're beautiful, they smell good, they're freshly dug and in pots. So
nice.
You can come and check them out. But all different sizes, all different prices, certainly perfect for a live Christmas tree to put in your home for a short period of time for Christmas and then take outside and plant.
So it's very green to get a live tree.
Yes.
You know, and not only the tree's green, but the hardest part about Christmas for me was always, you know, having this dead tree at the end of it.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, well, now Christmas is over and goodbye tree.
Right. And it's like, and you threw it away.
Yeah.
You know? And so to be able to get something that's live and beautiful and be able to acclimate it at home.
Exactly.
And bring it in for a little bit. And decorated, and then Christmas is over, but that tree will live for a long time.
For a long time, and beautify your home, and give you awesome memories, and once it's planted outside, you can keep decorating it every year.
Exactly, and so you do that live tree thing year over year, and pretty soon, you've got a forest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that you can decorate, it's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then if we have a white Christmas, it makes it even more special.
I know, we're not talking flocking, we're talking actual snow.
Actual snow.
Yeah. So the other thing that we were talking about before the show is something I don't know about, and it's called forest mulch.
Yes, I've just brought in what we call forest mulch. It's actually green waste from the Prescott National Forest. So the pinions and the junipers that they have taken down for, firewise mm-hmm. protection, they've gone out there and they've chipped everything, and I've brought it in for sale. We call it our forest mulch, and my supplier actually mentioned to me, since we have so many horse lovers and horse people in town, that it would be great for horse stalls, horse bedding, to keep some of the mud and icy sand off of the horse's hooves during the wintertime. So it's, like I said, we sell it in bulk. We can deliver it to you. You can bring your truck or trailer in and we can load you up. It smells wonderful. It's a beautiful color. So brand new. Forest mulch.
I may have to bring my little truck out there and get my horse a nice smelling bed for
absolutely,
the winter.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, she probably would love
I'm
it.
I'm sure she would. Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
We do get, if it's a wet winter, we're going to need something
exactly.
for all of our horses.
You bet.
So this sounds like a good thing to try. Now, I know that with so many people moving into town mm-hmm. that you're getting people every day, as we are mm-hmm. at the Chamber, coming here for the first time.
Right.
And looking for their first, oh my God, I'm living here. I'm from usually California
right.
at this point, and I don't know what to get to make my house look pretty.
I know, and I really feel for some folks that come in. On the one hand, they are so excited to be here, for them to make this type of change to
it's
our beautiful
huge.
Town.
Yeah.
But then the other problem is it's a whole different animal when it comes to their yards. We have four seasons. That's a whole different plant palette of what grows here, what doesn't grow here.
To say nothing of our soil.
Exactly. The soil's an issue. So we love to have people come in and just wander around, and I tell them, I've been here 20 years. I carry what does well in our area. We're here to help you. Just try to not be overwhelmed with it. On the other issue, of course, is our labor force is so small these days. All the good landscapers are booked.
I know.
So everybody has to put on their patience hat and call it Arizona time, and just, the good people that do the work, you have to wait for them. But we're at Earthworks ready to help you if you want to come in and talk to us about your yards and what you can expect, and even the fruit trees, what the tricks to growing fruit trees and grapes and berries are here.
Right. Well, this year we had no tricks to growing apples.
Okay.
Yeah. This year everybody had more apples than we knew what to do with.
That was
nothing
awesome.
Else grew, but the apples
did. Well, thank goodness at least we got apples.
We did. And there's only so many the horse could eat. So the rest of them is like,
donate.
Please take
exactly.
these apples.
Apple pie. Food. Make me some apple pie. Just applesauce.
Applesauce. Just can this whole field of trees. It
right.
It was crazy here.
Yeah.
But nothing else grew. Nothing else fruited. And I know a lot of people had the same problem. I had lots of apples. I didn't get any peaches. I didn't get any.
Well, the big trick is we get our fall spring in March. And if those trees bud too soon and then it freezes.
And that happens every year.
Well, and we tell everybody that buys a fruit tree, you got to start spraying with dormant spray 1st of February. Absolutely. We spray all of our fruit trees that we have in stock starting February 1st from top to bottom. It holds that bud on that tree until it's time for it to blossom. It also takes care of any of the insects that are living in the tree, and as the tree starts to wake up, the insects do too. Well, the dormant spray will get rid of those as well. So dormant spray is your best trick to keep that blossom on that tree.
It's why we love to have Susie on air. Not for any of you. I can solve my gardening problems.
That's
but
awesome.
It's a problem that so many people have
Everybody
had.
Everybody has
we hear it.
It
constantly.
Always.
And I had no idea that you could spray for that.
Yep.
So that's my ignorance, and I didn't ask the right questions when I was there last time.
That's okay.
But, yeah. But now we all know that. Dormant spray is our best friend.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
And so it's too early to prune things. I've seen people pruning, but it's too early.
It's too early. We do our pruning in the winter. We really don't start pruning anything till end of January, first part of February. You want to make sure everything's in its full dormant state before you start pruning it. A light haircut if you've got some issues from the grasshoppers that have chewed on your leaves, that's fine. But to give something a hard trim right now, because it's still going to be warm and it may push to go do another growth spurt if you trim it now. So best to wait until dead of winter.
Yeah. And hopefully that'll be a long ways away.
Yeah.
Because it's 70 right now.
It's beautiful. And it's, fall is still here. I'm still celebrating
gorgeous.
Fall.
I know. Leaves are actually coming off the trees.
Yes.
It's really pretty.
All the
like
colors
fall.
Are amazing.
So, Susie, now that we've told everybody how amazing Earthworks is, let's tell them where it is so they can find you.
Yes. I am located at 2531 North Highway 89. That's in Chino Valley. I'm in between Road 3 North and Road 4 North on the east side of the street. I'm open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 4:30. My website is earthworksgardensupply.com, which you can find me on Facebook from there as well. And my phone number is 928-636-3972.
And you need to find Susie because she is awesome.
Oh,
and
come on out and see us.
Yeah, everyone that works here is amazing. And you don't just have plants and antiques and pottery.
No, I've got all of the decorative rock and aggregate materials. So all your sands, your soils, your mulches, your decorative rock, we will load you up there on our scale, or we can deliver directly to you. Along with everything else, I've got a complete garden center. So I've got all your fertilizers and pest control, full line of drip irrigation materials. Kind of goes on and on. You're a one-stop shop.
And when you move here and you're looking at that house and have no idea what to do, when you go on Susie's website, she has really interesting art on the website that kind of shows you the layers of landscaping.
Absolutely.
And how to put that on your house. And so it might give you some great ideas.
Sure. And again, I would just caution people just to not worry too much about the overwhelming side of it. We're here to help you.
And you don't have to do it all in a week.
Exactly.
And you know, in Los Angeles, in California in general, and I've moved here 12 years ago from Los Angeles, so, you know, you can grow anything.
Right.
We all have a green thumb in California.
Absolutely.
You stick it in the ground and it grows.
Exactly.
All of our cities and towns here have different soil,
mm-hmm.
and it's not anything like it was in California.
Nope.
And most of what you stick in the ground won't grow, and take it from someone who made all the mistakes. You know, if you pick the wrong plants and mm-hmm. plant them, they die.
Yeah.
And you feel really bad that you've killed them.
Aww.
But it's also expensive to go through trial and error trying
sure.
to figure it out.
Well, we educate with soil prep. I mean, your next door neighbor could have rocks and you could have clay. So it's just always really important to come and talk to a professional mm-hmm. so that we can help you make the right choices.
And it's easy when you talk to someone, and it's not so easy when you're standing there going, look how pretty that is. I'll take one of those, and look
right.
how pretty that is, and I'll take one of those. And they don't work with your soil.
Right.
Or you're in an area that in Chino or in Dewey that's really windy.
Exactly.
Or you're in Prescott, which needs very different plants.
Exactly. So there's all these different variables, but it's all doable. And we have a beautiful selection of native plants that will grow in this area. So definitely ask questions, lots of questions.
You know, and if you have pictures of plants that you used to have and you want to grow again, which was really something that I learned, mm-hmm. I said, I love these. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't grow here. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't go online and buy them and stick them in the ground
right.
thinking you'll be the first one here to have them. There's a reason no one has them.
Exactly.
But there's other things that are just
beautiful
as pretty.
Beautiful things, you bet.
And so go see Susie at Earthworks. She's amazing.
Thanks,
everyone
Arlene.
That works there is
oh,
as well.
Thank so you so much.
We love having you in Chino Valley.
Oh,
and
I love being there.
And I know that so many people come back to the chamber and say, oh, I just got all this great stuff, and I know where they got it from.
Oh, well, I'm so happy I've made it in town for this long, and I'm a proud member of our whole chamber and our town, and I think it's an awesome little place to be.
And was Business of the Month just
Thank
a little
you.
While back.
Yes.
So yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's a mutual love fest with with Earthworks and all of Chino Valley and the Quad Cities. Susie, thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Arlene.
Joining us today. We love having you and love that you are in Chino Valley.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are listening to The Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide at kqna.com. And we're going to be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You know those nights when you wake up and you can't go back to sleep because of some nagging thoughts running through your head? Like, what if something happened to me? Can my family survive on what we have in our savings? Who goes back to sleep after that? That's why getting a super check from your local Farm Bureau agent is smart. They can help protect what's most important in your world and can make sure you have the coverage you need. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today so you can sleep again. Visit FarmBureauSuperCheck.com.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
If you ever wondered, could I do this myself? Then you need Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 29 years, with improvement ideas for your indoors and outdoors. And even if you don't DIY, Rosie's certified partners are at your service at rosieonthehouse.com. So don't miss this week's show. Rosie just might give you the courage to tackle that job yourself.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A U.S. bankruptcy court judge has signed off on a bankruptcy plan that will keep the doors to the Prescott Valley Event Center open. The Prescott Valley Town Council and the Entertainment Center Community Facilities District Board has signed off on participation on the plan. According to an article by the Daily Courier's Brian Bergner, on Friday, Judge Mandeline Wansley signed a confirmation order that affirms the plan of reorganization. Prescott Valley Town Manager Larry Tarkowski says town officials have been working on this for some time.
It has taken a long time and a lot of detail to work with the various entities and law firms associated with this. We believe it's a good plan.
Mayor Harvey Skoog explains the center's continued operation will reap economic benefits.
As the businesses around there, the hotels, the restaurants, and other businesses are going to profit from the customers coming in. Keep the doors open and keep our businesses popping.
The town of Prescott Valley can now issue new taxable municipal bonds and pay a 4% interest rate over 20 years to pay off the center's debt. Town attorney Ivan Legler says the confirmation order's final effective date is Friday, October 27th. The Northern Arizona Suns will be playing the same preseason opponent, but with a different name.
Suns officials have announced the preseason game against the South Bay Lakers will be held at the UCLA Health Training Center located in El Segundo, California. Tip-off is at 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. This will be the second preseason game in team history. The Suns hosted the South Bay Lakers, who were known as the Los Angeles Defenders at the time, during a preseason game on November 6th of last year. It took place at the Prescott Valley Event Center, the first time the Northern Arizona Suns had played there. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Cardinals lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-7 yesterday afternoon. The Cardinals take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday, and all the live action can be heard starting at noon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear, breezy, sunny skies in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Wednesday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 82 and a high on Wednesday of 85. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, for over 23 years.
Thanks, Prescott Valley area. Once again, you voted us the best of the best. That's 12 years running. Hi, I'm Mark, owner of Quality Collision Services on Long Mesa Drive, where we do our best to achieve complete customer satisfaction. Quality is not just our motto, it's our name and our promise. You can count on the same service and integrity we've stood by since 1981. Trust your vehicles to the pros at Quality Collision Services.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. We're going to be talking stuff going on in Chino Valley, because there is a lot of stuff going on, but great events that are happening, and all of them are happening courtesy of some absolutely amazing investors we have at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Our 2017 Chairman's Circle investor, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, are sponsoring everything this year, and we are so grateful for that. And then we have our Platinum investors, who year over year donate not just money, they spend time and effort and work the events. They are an amazing group of people. APS, Barrett Propane, Drake Cement, the Town of Chino Valley, Farmers Insurance, Jeff Champ Agency, 1AZ Credit Union, DES Acreage and Mowing, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and in studio with me, our platinum sponsor, Tom's Print and Sign. Tom is not here, but his partner and sister, Wendy McManigle, is with us today. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. We love having you. Wendy just happens to be involved in everything we do, not just because she's a platinum sponsor, but this year we have the pleasure of having Wendy as chairman of the board, of directors for the chamber.
Yes.
She's going, It's their pleasure. Yeah. Running any board is a really tough job, and having been doing that for the last several years at somewhere else, I know how difficult it is, and it takes a lot of time away from your business, and your business has grown by leaps and bounds. Not that it wasn't grown before, but moving to this new location.
Yes, we're now on the highway. We're just north of Center Street, and our business has increased just exponentially. It's been a very great move for us. We're very blessed.
Location. Yeah, that'll do it. And so, but they do amazing work, and most of what we use at the Chamber has come right out of their shop. So we are always happy to have them. And I know Wendy's going to be joining us on Wednesday of this week, October 11th, for our Dee and Jim show. What's the Dee and Jim show? Well, Dee Skipton and James Vasca from Goodwill and from the college do an amazing job of workforce on the radio. And we've taken that for our annual workforce summit. So they're going to be at our luncheon this Wednesday at Gabby's in Chino Valley at 11:30, answering questions from the audience about workforce and what's going on and how the new rules apply to you and our upcoming second annual Chino Valley Job Fair. And then on October 24th, Town Manager Cecilia Gritman. Oh yes, the model for the ad online. Check that out. Check out the ad for the mixer that we're having on the 25th of October. But on the 24th, it's Women in Business. And Cecilia Gritman is going to be the guest speaker for that.
Oh, very cool.
She's amazing.
And yes, she is.
So not only is she our guest speaker, but there's a mystery with that. It's a mystery I can't share. Wendy's going, share, tell me. I can't. They won't even tell me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be some kind of mystery surprise. There's a mystery in Chino Valley, and who knows, maybe we'll solve it. So that's the Women in Business Luncheon on the 24th at Gabby's, and you can find out more information about that and everything else we talk about here on www.chinovalley.org. And I know that coming up, we have Fall Fest 2017, and part of that is the APS Business Expo. And the Business Expo is awesome. It gives all of the businesses, member, non-member, in Chino Valley, outside of Chino Valley, an opportunity to showcase what you do in an interactive way. So you can take out a business booth at a very reasonable price, because it's co-sponsored by APS for you, and have an interactive game, whether that's guess how many candies are in the jar, or beanbag tossing, or pin the tail on the mare, or, you know, whatever that to be. Those booths are available. And also at Fall Fest, we have our third annual KDDL Cattle Country. We have our third annual chili challenge, the Chino Chili Challenge. And we've got people now from other states coming in to cook chili.
Oh, we do.
I know. And one of our next guests is entered. Of course, she is a past winner, but no pressure there.
We were talking chili out there, and I tell you, I'm hungry. My stomach's growling.
So if you are someone who is known for their chili, thanks to Cattle Country, there is no cost to enter this. You can win ribbons, trophies, amazing bragging rights, and cash. There is a cash grand prize. So go on to our website, chinovalley.org, and sign up. And Wendy, I know that you are sitting there going, let me talk about this. Fall Fest is coming. When is that?
It is, well, like Arlene said, it's our third annual Fall Festival. And this year it's going to be on Saturday, October 21st. It starts at 10 in the morning and goes on until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it's going to be at the Chamber, because the Chamber has a couple of acres that are a beautiful park. And we are blessed to have that and be able to have these events in our own space.
Yes.
It's our backyard.
Well, I also wanted to tell a little bit more about about the Fall Festival. It's only $3 for adults. Where can you go for $3 and have a fun day? And for kids under 10, it's $0. And that gives you an all-day in-and-out pass for this event. So you can come and go if you've got errands you have to run, but you haven't done everything that you wanted to do while you were there, you can come on back.
Well, and pumpkin bowling is back again this year.
Yes, pumpkin bowling. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. We have a whole kids zone with pony rides and a bounce house and Prescott Pete's shooting gallery and
a lot of games and a petting zoo and pony rides. The itty bitty ponies are back again. They are so popular. And it's not what you think of when you think of pony rides. It's someone helping your child, and you do have to be a child, their little itty bitty ponies. They help you up on the pony and take you for a ride and talk to them and, you know, pose for pictures. And it's you get itty bitty kisses and you get great photographs for Christmas. So bring a stocking cap and put that on your Christmas cards.
Well, speaking of Christmas, there's also an arts and crafts show, and they're going to be selling items that they make. And, you know, Christmas is coming up, so you may find something really, really special, something very individual there that you would like to have for somebody that's on your list.
There are people coming who have come before. So we know Janet's coming with her mittens, and there is a lady with beautiful glass-blown ornaments that her son makes that's coming as well. So we know that that's going to be fun. And then, of course, we have... We are redoing our bus through history tours that were so popular at Heritage Fest. There was such a demand for that the Historical Society and Yavapai Regional Transit have gotten together. We have added a second bus and a second tour. So we're going to be touring different sites on two different tours and have two buses, and they'll be coming and going on a schedule, and it's going to be really exciting. So we hope that more people will be able to take advantage of that. For $3 to come in and $0 for kids.
And do all of that.
We got food trucks coming.
Food trucks?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be, of course, we also have Sky Daddy and the Pop Rocks, and last but never, ever, ever least, the mainstay of this event all day are the Prescott Regulators and their Shady Ladies.
Yes, they'll be doing reenactments throughout the whole day.
It is always a lot of fun. So we have lots of food, lots of music, pumpkin bowling. Who knew?
You can't beat that.
No. And if you've never heard of it, come on out. Again, you can find out information about all of this and more where?
Well, you can go to www.chinovalley.org, or you can call at 928-636-2493.
And we'll talk to you. And yes, there are still some booths available. You can still sign up for the APS Business Expo and the Arts and Crafts Show. And don't forget the 3rd annual Cattle Country Chino Chili Challenge. Thank you so much for joining us, Wendy. It is always fun to see you. And I'll be seeing you at the print shop, I'm sure, later this week.
Okay, thank you for having me.
No problem. And we'll see all of you at Fall Fest, but don't go away, because we've got some exciting new things to talk about. You are listening to The Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor, have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor, the Auggie's family.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army in the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. Well, the studio is not only full of people, but it is full of things that smell absolutely amazing. And here in studio, we have Dr. Carla Phillips, the Associate Dean at Yavapai College, Chino Valley, and Chef Peter Gebauer. And he has an amazing, amazing inn, Watson Lake Inn. But more importantly, he is now teaching not only at MIJTED and the inn, but at the college.
Well, the college is partnering with MIJTED, and so we're working together to offer these non-credit cooking classes because there's been a lot of requests for that. So we'll be using the Mountain JTED facility out there that used to be the old Fuddruckers, and Peter's going to be doing three non-credit classes that sound really great, and I'll let him tell you about those.
Go, Peter.
Yeah, so we have identified three different courses which we have scheduled, and we're going to start out with a variety of tapas, global tapas, international tapas, and I brought you one possible sample with me, you know, crostinis with some caponata,
so and with some we're talking ricotta salata. There is beautiful food. Wait, let's hold that up to the mic so everybody can see how absolutely gorgeous that is.
You're going to have to grab a bite and try that, you know, so...
So we will definitely do that. And so you're going to have these classes and teach people how to make this?
This is going to be one of the tapas. And then I put a little bit of ricotta salada in it because that leads us to our second segment, our second class, where we're going to teach how to make three different cheese. We make mozzarella, we make ricotta, and we make... queso blanco or queso fresco, one or the other.
Nice.
And you'll be amazed how simple that is, you know, how easy you can make that
at
home.
I've seen people make cheese, but I've never learned how to make cheese. So if you've always wondered how cheese grows, it doesn't. And so now you could learn how to make cheese. And what is the last class?
The holidays is just around the corner, you know, so Thanksgiving
goodness.
Is coming. We're not going to tackle the big bird and do a turkey, no, but I thought what would be timely to show a couple of innovative holiday appetizers, some innovative side dishes for the holidays, mm-hmm. and maybe a dessert, which you can then take back home, you know, and do at home and bring some new dishes without adding any stress, you know?
New food without stress for the holidays? Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And so how do people learn more? How do they sign up for these classes?
The best way to sign up is to go to yc.edu and click on Lifelong Learning. Or another really easy way is just to call Nancy at 978-712-7755, and then she can just help you register.
And you also have a new teaching kitchen at the Sedona campus?
We do. We've had Culinary with the JTED for several years now, and always a request to also have it with the college. So we built a brand new instructional kitchen
out of
Sedona. And oh my gosh, it's exciting. It is such a great instructional kitchen. And then we also have the instructional kitchen at the old Fuddruckers at 2970 North Park Avenue in Prescott Valley.
And that was a great facility, so I'm sure that it's a great place to teach in.
Yeah, so now we have two really great facilities, East County and West County, that our JTED students can move on into, that we're also offering non-credits for anyone to come in and get some great classes, enjoy a master chef, and learn how to do some fun stuff.
You know, great date night. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah, but what a fun thing to do with a friend.
Of course, to come and learn. You said the date night, couples, there's many who would probably enjoy that and then learn something new.
And then take it home and make it for their friends for the holidays.
That's the key to be successful. If they learn something, they can take home and then easily execute it back at home.
So what is your favorite thing to teach? Because making food to eat is different than making food to teach. So what do you like to teach? If you could teach someone to make anything, what would that be?
I have a very diversified portfolio with experience, you know, but where I truly have a strong passion is making cheese, and then also making sausages or charcuterie, sausaging, air-dried meats and whatnot. And these are also the things what I'm on an ongoing basis I make at the Watson Lake Inn, you know, and then our guests can sample that and enjoy that, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And so let's talk a little bit about the Watson Lake Inn, because this is one of the best kept secrets in Prescott. Now, this is not something that's been around for 20 years, but you and your wife started this not too long
ago. Yeah, no, we purchased the property back in February, and then we started opening up in March with bed and breakfast. And the strong focus is on providing food which is minimally processed, you know, utilizing seasonal and local ingredients.
And if you go online, you can see pictures of the rooms, and that's watsonlakeinn.com.
That's correct.
And the rooms are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and the views are so beautiful. And so I can only imagine that the food would be amazing as well. So, and while they're there, they can learn too?
We have scheduled classes going on, but we do particular classes with all sorts of things. As a matter of fact, this past Saturday, I just did a custom class for a family who stayed with us at the inn, you know. And then early in the week, I did a class with Global Tapas, which is similar to what we're going to do at the college on the 18th.
And so, again, we have some lovely tapas here, and we're holding them up. And then what is this?
And then I bought our signature fudge, what I make frequently. It's always going to be a different twist on what the flavor is. But when you come and stay at the Watson Lake Inn, this is our sweet welcome treat for you, what you find in your room, you know, a selection of freshly made fudge. You know, and this particular one we have is with white and dark chocolate. Has some roasted, salted pumpkin seeds, and then it has orange and ginger in it.
It smells absolutely amazing, and it's a good thing you're not here because you would be so hungry. The Watson Lake Inn is B&B is located in Granite Dells on North State Route 89, just 5 miles from downtown. It is awesome. I want to thank you for joining us today, Chef Peter and Carla. This has been the best smelling radio show I have ever done, and check out out, check out everything on the college website and make sure you check out the Watson Lake Inn. I want to thank all of our guests for today's show, and you have been listening to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. We, as always, are streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.